一篇这个诗篇哈，是103页的第一段。我先用中文念，完了 Richard 用英文一起念。好，大家跟我一起念。我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华，凡在我里面也要称赞他的圣名。
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name.
好，让我们起立，我们用赞美的歌来赞美这，用1000个理由都来赞美他。
Let's praise our Lord with 10,000 reasons.
姐妹早上好。
Good morning, everyone.
非常高兴看到大家在一起来敬拜神。
Very glad to see you all coming together to worship.
那么我们知道这个新冠状病毒呢，已经开始在加州有蔓延的趋势哈。
We know that a novel coronavirus has spread in California.
那么我们大家都要做好个人的防护哈。
And we need to very watchful for our personal protection.
也不必特别的恐慌。
You don't need to panic.
因为恐慌于事无补。
Okay, there's nothing that can help you.
那这个病毒要来还是要来的。
And when the virus comes, it comes.
但是呢是采取一些必要的措施。
But we need to have some necessary preventions.
那么教会呢执事会也会适当的去考虑采取相当的一些措施。
And our deacon board will consider some necessary steps.
那尽量的保护我们会众在聚会时的安全。
To protect the safety of all of us when we meet together.
那有人会问我们教会的敬拜会不会停止？
Some people may ask, shall we stop our worship service?
一般情况下呢，教会的聚会是不会停止的。
Under normal circumstances, the church meetings will not stop.
但是要根据疫情发展的情况而定。
But according to how the virus has spread.
我想执事会会制定出一些具体的措施哈。
I think the board will make some concrete prevention.
但是一般的指导原则就是说，如果我们的 Car Poly 的学校因为疫情而关闭的话。
But the general idea will be if the Cal Poly school will be closed because of the virus.
那我们社区的所有的学校都关闭的话，教会就考虑会停止星期天早上的崇拜。
And all the schools in the community also stop meeting, then the church will consider stop for a while.
现在在香港跟台湾的一些教会呢，他们已经采取了这种网上聚会的方式了。
And some churches in Hong Kong and Taiwan have started a meeting online.
但是我们是不是会到那种情况，现在还不晓得。
But whether we will reach that point, we don't know for sure yet.
我们希望求神怜悯啊，这个疫情能够得到控制。
And we pray for God's mercy that this virus situation will be controlled.
好，今天我们来继续思想我们这个讲到的系列哈。
Today we'll continue with the series of one another.
那这个系列呢，我们是讲到彼此之间。
The series is on one another.
那今天所讲的呢？叫彼此认罪。
And today we will talk about confessing to one another.
那我们一想到彼此认罪的话，我们可能就会想到这个情况啊。
And when we think about confessing to one another, we may think of this cartoon.
彼此认罪是什么？就是 confession 嘛，哈。
So when we confess to each other, we confess our sins to each other.
那我们就想到像天主教，你要到那个我们在电影里看到哈，一个小屋子，然后你跟那个神父在那去忏悔哈。
So sometimes we watch the movies. The Catholics would go to a church in a little room and they make their confession to a priest.
然后我们一说彼此认罪，我们就想起来了以前中国。哎呀，斗私批修，对不对？
And who think about confessing either, then it brings to mind in the communist China where people, you know, purge each other and confess each other.
你觉得就这不是都是一样的事情吗？
So are they the same?
所以就像那图画说，你必须得讲，你不讲不行啊。
Just like this cartoon that you have to say something.
这个不是，其实上不是我们基督教所讲的认罪啊。
But this confession is not what Christianity is about.
那这个 基督教呢现在就不像天主教，我们已经没有那种到教会跟神父去忏悔啊，跟牧师去忏悔的这个仪式。
Christianity is different from Catholicism because we do not go to the church and confess to a priest.
但是很少提在教会里听到这个认罪。
And we very seldom mention about confessing to each other in the church.
但是其实认罪在教会里和基督徒生活里是非常重要的。
But to confess our sins is very crucial in the church and among Christians to grow.
很多时候我们强调的是不够多。
Many times we do not emphasize this enough.
你几乎在现在的主日讲台上很少提到有人讲要认罪的事情。
A very few preacher would mention about confessing to one another on the pulpit.
所以主日的信息多半都成了心灵的安慰哈。
And most of the Sunday messages, you know, just comfort our souls.
但是基督徒的生活如果没有这个认罪的话哈。
But without confession for the Christians,
那可以说就没有一个完全的基督徒的生活。
We can say that we do not have a complete Christian life.
那么在60年代呢，在这个洛杉矶地区那个华人教会哈
In the 60s, among the Chinese churches in Los Angeles.
就在中国城啊。
In the Chinatown area.
那一个小小的教会，当时是林道亮牧师在那里牧会。
There was a small church, Dr. Timothy Lin was a pastor.
而那个教会就经历了一次属灵的复兴哈。
And that church experienced a spiritual revival.
那个属灵的复兴就从彼此认罪开始。
And that revival began with confessing to one another.
那是看到明显的圣灵在这个教会里面的工作。
It was very obvious that the Holy Spirit was moving among the church.
所以每个人到上面前面来跟神去认罪悔改，彼此的认罪和解。
And so everyone came before God to confess their sins, and also they confessed to one another and reconciled.
所以当罪从教会里面彻底的被清洗的时候
So when sin is totally abolished, wiped away from the church,
你就看圣灵的工作就不断地在教会里开展。
And you begin to see how the Holy Spirit start to move in the church.
所以教会就经历了一个爆炸式的增长。
So his church experienced an explosive growth.
所以到了80年代的时候那个教会已经是北美最大的华人教会。
So in the 80s, that church has become the largest church in Northern America.
所以今天我们一起来思想这个彼此认罪。
So today, we will consider together how to confess to one another.
看看我们要怎么样来做这个属灵方面的操练。
And how can we practice this spiritual exercise?
其实要首先思想彼此认罪的概念，首先我们要想到的是一些基本的概念我们要清楚。
When we talk about confessing to one another, first of all, we need to think about some very basic concepts.
很多时候我们不清楚就是因为基本概念不清楚。
Sometimes with don't understand this topic because we don't understand the basic concept.
所以我没有办法去操练这些东西。
So we don't know how to practice this.
那第一个基本概念是什么呢？
What is the first basic concept?
什么是得救？
What is salvation?
你大概说，陈牧师，这是小儿科的东西。
So you say, oh, Pastor Chen, this is a pediatric stuff.
我信主已经几十年，我在教会待了那么久，但是我问，什么是得救？
So I've been in church for so long, you know, I've been a Christian for so long, and why are you still talking about what is salvation?
这个基本概念，这个非常简单的一个问题，但是并不是所有的人都清楚。
This is a very basic concept, a very simple thing, but not everybody understands it.
当我们说我们相信耶稣基督就可以得救的时候
When we say that when we believe in Jesus, we can be saved.
但你要知道圣经里面讲的相信跟信心跟我们现代中的个相信已经完全不是一个概念了。
You have to realize that the belief and faith in the biblical time is very, very different from what we talk about belief and faith today.
信心不再是你只是同意别人，相信不是说你同意别人讲的东西哈。
To faith and to believe doesn't mean you just agree with what someone says.
那么相信是什么呢？相信是你要改变你的生命，这是圣经里面相信的概念。
What does belief mean in the Bible? It means that you have to change your life.
所以我们来看使徒行传第二章三十八节。
So let's look at Acts.
如果你有圣经的话请你打开使徒行传的第二章三十八节。
So turn to books of Acts, chapter 2, verse 38.
我来读中文，然后裴师母来读英文。
Pastor Chen will read Chinese and then I will read English.
使徒行传的第二章三十八节。
2:38.
好，彼得说要悔改，每个人都奉耶稣基督的名受洗，使你们的罪得赦，就必领受圣灵的恩赐。
Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
所以这里彼得讲得很清楚，你要得救怎么样？首先怎么样？要悔改。
So Peter said very clearly, what is the first thing that you need to do to be saved is first you have to repent.
这是耶稣第一开始要传的福音，就讲你们怎么样要悔改，因为天国已经近了。
Jesus also said the same thing when he started preaching. He said, repent, for the kingdom of God is near.
所以接下来的概念就是要问说，你得救你要悔改，然后才可以受洗，最后你的结果是你的罪才能得赦免，你要领受从神而来的圣灵。
So here Peter said very clearly, first you need to repent and then receive Jesus and be baptized so your sin can be forgiven and then you will receive the Holy Spirit.
所以得救的前提是要悔改。
So the prerequisite for salvation is repentance.
所以很多的时候我们常会有很多不同的概念哈。
So many times we may hold different concepts.
有人说你怎么得救呢？你有没有觉知？有没有得救？
So how can you be saved? Have you made a decision?
所以那个觉知其实很重要，没有错。
It's true that the decision is important.
但是很多人可能会觉知，他没有悔改。
But many people can make a decision, but they haven't repented.
所以有没有得救不是觉知，而是应该什么？是悔改。
So whether someone is saved or not, it's not whether they made the decision, but whether they repented.
那什么是悔改呢？
But what is repentance?
又是一个基本概念的问题。
That's another basic concept.
所以有的牧师去讲完道说要大家悔改的话哈。
One preacher preached a sermon and afterwards he said, you know, I want everyone to think about repenting.
牧师讲完了就站在这个门口啊，来跟人家握手嘛，每个人讲嘛哈。
So after the sermon he stood at the door and he started shaking people's hands.
有的人呐，痛哭流涕啊。
Some people wept.
不是你讲的太好了。
They said, oh, Pastor, you did such a wonderful sermon.
有的人讲完坐在那里哭得不得了。
And some people cried at the seat.
但是痛哭很好。有没有悔改？
But it's good to cry, but have you really repented?
你可以哭得昏天黑地。
You can cry a lot.
不一定你是悔改。
That doesn't necessarily mean that you have repented.
这是两个不同的概念。
These are two different concepts.
所以国内呢，在中国国内有一个异端呢，叫哭重生的。
So in China there is a heretic cult called the crying.
他就说你一定要悔改怎么办呢？你一定得哭。
They say, you know, you have to cry.
你要哭得特别厉害才可以证明你得救，没哭就你没有得救。
To cry fiercely to prove that you're saved, otherwise you're not saved.
这个就是为什么管它叫异端呢？这不是圣经教导的。
So why we call this group a sect or a heresy because it's not what the Bible says.
你得救不得救跟你痛哭不痛哭没有关系。
Whether you're saved or not has nothing to do with whether you cried a lot.
是跟你悔改不悔改有关系。
But whether you have repented.
那什么是悔改呢？
So what is repentance?
悔改我以前讲过哈，就是我们要改变我们过去生活的形态哈。
Repentance means you have to change the way you used to live.
以前我们不认识神。
Before we didn't know God.
所以我们自己按照自己的方式来生活。
So we live according to our own ways.
我们走自己的道路。
We walk our own ways.
当我们认识神的时候。
After we know God.
悔改是什么？
What is repentance?
知道错了。
You know you're wrong.
我们走错了路了。
We have taken the wrong road.
我们要转过身来。
We have to turn around.
来向神走。
And walk toward God.
这个是悔改。
This is repentance.
你整个的人生的方向怎么样？改变了。
Your whole life's direction is totally changed.
所以这个是一个人呢得救的一个表现，一个重要的啊重要的一个体现哈。
So this is one manifestation of someone who is truly born again, truly saved.
那么悔改跟认罪是一回事吗？
So is repentance the same as confession?
这个两个概念非常接近的。
These two concepts are very close to each other.
一个悔改的人肯定会认罪。
Someone who repents, he will confess his sins.
因为你悔改了，你才会有认罪嘛。
Because after you repent, then you when you repent, you're confessing your sins.
那么认罪呢，是一个你悔改的一个真实的表现哈。
So to confess your sin is a true expression of your repentance.
所以你去给别人传福音的话，一个没有信主人，他会说我不是个坏人呐。
So when you share the gospel with someone who doesn't believe, say, oh, I'm not a bad person.
我尽量做好事啊。
I'll do good.
我尽量替别人着想啊。
I will consider other people.
我帮助过很多人的。
I have helped so many people.
因为什么？他没有认识到这个罪的标准是按照神的标准来确定的。
Because this person hasn't understood that the standard for sin is according to God's standard.
所以他不会认识到自己有罪的。
So he doesn't realize that he has sinned.
所以呢，当我们悔改的时候，我们就知道，哇，原来我离神的标准差这么多。
So when we repent, we begin to realize how far away we are from God's standard.
那么这个时候呢，我们认识到自己的罪哈。
So at that time, at that moment, we realize that we are sinners.
但是这个认罪还有一个，你在悔改的时候就不一定会把你所有的罪全认清了。
But another problem is when you repent, you may not confess all of your sins.
说一个人可能会得救。
So someone may be saved.
他已经悔改。
He has repented.
但他不一定怎么样，会把他所有的罪都认清了。
But he not necessarily confess all of his sins.
因为我们认识这些罪啊，是一个过程。
Because the way we understand our sins is a process.
我们要花好长的时间才认识到我们身上的一些的问题。
It will take a long time to realize all the problems we have as a person.
所以认罪呢，是我们属灵生命成长的一个必经之路。
So to confess our sins is a necessary step as we grow as a Christian.
我自己刚信主的时候啊，我也是知道自己是个罪人。
I was aware that I was a sinner.
那么我就有悔改，有接受主。
So I repented and I accepted the Lord.
但我有好多罪没有认的。
But I haven't confessed many, many of my sins.
我的罪没有认清的。
Because I didn't totally cleanse of myself.
经过了好长时间。
So after a long period of time,
我慢慢慢慢知道自己身上，哇，原先有这么多的问题。
I gradually begin to see all the problems I have as a person.
所以我意识到认罪的重要。
So I was beginning to aware the importance of confessing.
直到有一天晚上，我真的是在圣灵的感动下说，我要对付我身上的一些罪的问题。
Until one night, under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, I realized that I really need to deal with all the sins in my life.
我在神的面前祷告，我就拿出一张纸来。
So I prayed before God and I took a sheet of paper.
我祷告就是我过去有哪些罪，我要向神去祈求赦免的。
So I prayed and asked God all the sins that I need to receive forgiveness from God.
奇怪，我一祷告就停不住。
So very strangely, when I start praying, I couldn't stop.
过去好多事都记起来了。
I remember many, many of the past sins.
你知道这个以前国内有这个农民进城偷着卖瓜子儿的，对不对？
Before in the China, there were farmers who went to city and they sold the watermelon seeds secretly.
那个是违反政策，政府不允许他卖的嘛。
That was against the law back then.
那农民偷着，我们那小孩子大家怎么样？就欺负人家吧，是不是？
So we as kids, you know, we didn't treat them well.
哎，人家给你一勺，然后多抓一勺，你敢报告，我就检举你哈，没办法，吓得不敢。
So when they give you a spoonful, you will grab some more. And say, if you chase me, I'm going to report you.
我干过好多次哎。
So I did that many times.
我早把这个事情忘记了。
And I have forgotten about this.
哎，那天突然间想起来了。
And that day when I prayed, I remember this.
认罪悔改。
So I confessed it.
几个高中生出去偷人家卖西瓜，偷人家西瓜去哈。
And then high schoolers, you know, we stole people's watermelons.
然后那个政府号召大家去捡废铁哈。
And then the government called people to collect all the wasted iron.
哪去捡废铁去？哪那么多废铁可以捡呢
？So where can I find all this iron?
几个人翻墙到人家工厂里去偷去哈。
So some people, you know, jump the wall to steal from a factory and then give to the government.
这就是很多的事情都想起来。
So I begin to remember all of the things.
把这个罪一项一项的写下来，向神认罪悔改。
And then I wrote them all down and confessed to God and asked for His forgiveness.
哇，怎么样？我觉得我的生命的那一刻，就是我一个很大的转变。
And I felt that moment in my life was a turning point for my growth.
当你把这些罪认清的时候，你就觉得是一种释放，一种轻松。
So when you confess all your sins, you receive this relief, and then you feel you feel relaxed.
那个圣灵在你身上的工作，就是一个大有能力的。
And then the work of the Holy Spirit become very powerful in your life.
所以认罪是什么？认罪就是承认。
So to confess is to admit.
就是同意。
To agree.
同意什么？
What do you agree?
同意那个东西是罪。
You agree that thing is a sin.
以前你不认为那是个问题。
Before you may not think it's a problem.
现在你看这个问题就像上帝看这个问题一样。
But now you see this problem as how God sees it.
所以你的观点是跟上帝看问题的观点变成一致了，这个是认罪。
So your point of view has become the same like God.
对基督徒来讲啊，罪在我们身上已经没有权柄了。
For Christians, sin has no power over us anymore.
但是啊，罪你必须要对付的。
But you have to deal with the sin.
那个罪你不对付，它不会自己走掉的。
If you don't deal with them, they will not go away by themselves.
但是现在我们有一种倾向啊，是把这个罪啊，慢慢的淡化。
But now we have a tendency to minimize, you know, the seriousness of sin.
我们轻描淡写说这个是不是罪叫弱点。
We treat it lightly, say this is not a sin, this is just a weakness.
我们说这个东西是缺陷。
We say this is a defect.
这个东西你有不足。
And we say this, oh, you are insufficient.
虽然我们身上好多问题不是这个问题，是罪的问题。
But actually, many of the problems we have is not like that, but it's a problem of sin.
一个醉酒的人，他不承认他是一个醉酒的问题，他是个罪的问题。
A drunkard may not admit that his drunkenness is a problem of sin.
我们不说他是 alcoholic， 我们说他是什么呢？就是有点小毛病，爱喝点酒。
We wouldn't call this person a drunkard and alcoholic, but that, oh, he has a minor problem.
Yeah, 这个孩子都挺好的。
So this child is good.
我们不说他沉迷于这个打游戏，我们说就有点爱贪玩。
We wouldn't say that he is very indulgent in playing games.
实际上，不光是孩子，还成人。
So no matter whether a child or an adult.
打游戏可以打到一种程度什么呀？你已经沉迷了，那是罪的束缚，但是我们已经不觉得那是罪哈。
We can play games to a point where we're addicted to it, but we don't think that's a sin.
所以好多的事情啊，我们都有罪的问题在里面哈。
So we can see sin in many of our problems.
一个人可能他已经很在虐待别人，无论是用言语啊，还是用动作行为哈。
Someone may be abusing another person verbally or physically.
我们不说那是罪。
We don't call it a sin.
我们这个人就是有点脾气不太好。
We will say, oh, this person has a bad temper.
我们怎么样？轻描淡写。
So we minimize.
所以啊，认罪是一种属灵的操练。
So to confess our sins is a spiritual practice.
所以当我们认罪那一时刻怎么样，这个罪怎么样就会从我们身上逃之夭夭。
So at the moment we confess it, the sin will leave.
但是如果我们没有认那个罪怎么样，
But if we don't confess,
那个罪还是在我们身上的。
That sin is still remains in us.
所以它不会轻易离开的。
It will not go away by itself.
所以呢，这个认罪应该是我们基督徒生活中一个常常要做的事情。
So to confess our sin is a very usual practice that we should conduct.
Now, 现在我们来讲什么叫彼此认罪呢？
Now we will talk about what does it mean to confess to one another.
那我们先来看一下哈，这认罪彼此认罪的原因是什么哈？
First, let's take a look of the reasons for confessing to one another.
这个原因很简单。第一个，我们如果不认罪的话，我们跟神的关系会受到影响。
First, if we don't confess our sins, then it affects our relationship with God.
第二个，那么我们如果不认罪的话，我们跟人的关系会受到影响。
The second, if we don't acknowledge our sins, it affects our relationship with people.
因为罪常常不光是涉及到你本人，也涉及到其他的人。
Because sin usually doesn't just involve yourself, also involves other people.
那第三个，如果我们不去对付罪的话，怎么样？罪就成为我们的一个负担。
And thirdly, if we don't deal with the sin in our life, it becomes a burden.
所以 我们不能够手缄心轻啊，能够坦然无惧来到神的面前。
Then we wouldn't be with a clean hands, with a pure heart to come before God.
所以诗篇第三十二篇这样讲哈。
So Psalm 32 says this.
那么罪得赦免，叛逆蒙宽恕，这人是何等有福。
It says, blessed is the man against whom the Lord counts no iniquity, in whose spirit there is no deceit.
凡心里没有诡诈，耶和华不罚他过犯，这人是何等有福。
Blessed is the one whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered.
当我拒绝认罪的时候，因终日哀哼而身体消瘦。
When I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long.
因黑夜白日你折磨我，你在炎热的夏天有意消灭我。
For day and night, your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was dried up as by the heat of summer.
之后我向你陈明我的罪，不再隐瞒我的恶。
I acknowledge my sin to you, and I did not cover my iniquity.
最后诗人说，我要向耶和华承认我的背叛，你就赦免我的罪恶。
And lastly, the psalmist said to God, I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
所以呢，这个认罪啊，就是要像诗人这样，当他经历了神赦免的那个能力的时候，怎么样？他觉得一个完全的释放，一个真正的自由。
So、when the psalmist finally confessed to God, he experienced the real freedom.
所以认罪的时间是什么？
And when is the time to confess?
那就是当你意识到的时候，马上就要认罪。
That's when you're aware of your sin, then you do it right away.
就像我刚才讲的，首先你要真的把自己过去的罪要有一个机会去好好的清理一下。
First of all, we need to clear up all the sins or the mistakes we have made in the past.
然后呢，我们要时常要小心我们有得罪神的地方啊。
And then we need to be constantly aware of the things that we offend God.
因为什么？当我们有疏忽把这个罪认罪的事情就拖延的话。
Because when we neglect, we will delay our confession.
就等于啊，给魔鬼撒旦一个机会。
Which leaves a foothold for Satan to attack us.
你知道，他最喜欢这样的机会。
And he loved this kind of opportunity.
然后他抓住了一个把柄之后，
And he would get hold of this, you know, things in his hand.
他就可以继续在里面做一些破坏的工作。
And he can meddle with your life.
说这是他的机会。
And so that would be his opportunity.
所以我们为什么要赶快认罪？就是不要给他有任何的机会抓住我们的把柄。
So why do we need to confess right away? It's because we don't want to leave a foothold for Satan.
那讲到彼此认罪，那可能大家有人会想，是不是我要把所有我犯的罪要公之于众哈？
So when we talk about confessing to others, does it mean that I need to say my sins publicly that everybody knows?
那大家可能想，那牧师第一个你先公开吧哈。
They say, oh, pastor, you go first.
实际上是没有必要这样做哈。
Actually, it's not necessary to be done this way.
为什么？那些嘎逼之的东西为什么要把它没事都抖出来呢？是不是？
Why shall I expose all my garbage to the world?
所以这个有分别的哈。
But so there's different ways.
讲到彼此认罪，不是说我们每个人要公开我们所有的事情。
When we talk about confessing to each other, that doesn't mean that we need to publicly tell everybody.
这就是个属灵分辨的问题哈。
So this concerns our spiritual discernment.
因为有些罪是一些隐秘的罪哈。
Because some of the sins you've done in secret.
那我们就跟神去认罪好了。
Then we need to confess to God only.
那有些罪呢，甚至没有付诸行动的，只是我们在我们的思想的东西。
You have not put that into action. It's just something in your mind.
那么我们跟神忏悔就好。
And we only need to confess to God.
但是有些罪啊，我们是涉及到其他人了。
But some of the sins involve other people.
我们冒犯了其他人。
For example, if we offend someone else.
所以这就不是简简单单我们跟神认罪就可以了。
So we cannot just handle it simply by confessing to God.
那什么是真正的认罪悔改？你要把事情要做对了。
So what is true repentance is you need to do things right.
就是不但要向神认罪，也要什么？要向对方认错，彼此的和好。
So not only do you need to confess to God, you also need to confess to this person so you can reconcile.
那有些罪呢是要公开认罪的。
But some of the sins need to confess publicly.
因为这个罪你不但是冒犯了神。
Because not only have you offended God.
或者你冒犯了其他人。
Or you offended other people.
而是你在整个的这个公众的环境当中造成了一个很坏的影响。
But also in a public arena, you have caused a very bad influence.
所以这个原则基本是这样哈。
So the basic principles are like this.
所以你造成什么样程度的影响你就应该在什么样的程度下来认错。
To what extent your sin has caused the difference, that's to what extent you need to make confession.
我如果是在一个几个人的小组里面做错的事情影响到这个小组其他的人。
It's something I did in a small group that affects everybody in a small group.
那我就在小组里面公开的认错。
Then I need to confess my sin publicly in the small group.
如果我做的事情影响到整个的教会。
If what I did affected the whole church.
那我们就在教会里这个范围内公开的认错。
Then I need to publicly acknowledge my sin in the church.
所以这个是彼此认罪啊。
So this is called confessing to one another, the basic concept.
所以根据这个方式呢，我们也可以看出啊，我们认罪的这个范围是怎么样。
So based on these principles, we can see to what extent we make our confession.
就是个人认罪，我们分成个人认罪哈。
So there is personal confession.
另外呢。还有说彼此的认罪
and then, confessing to one another,
像我刚才讲了还有就是公开的认罪
and then there is a public confession.
所以我们并不是需要像天主教那样一定要找一个神父或者牧师才去认罪
So we don't need to go to a priest or a pastor to make these kind of confessions.
那我们可以私人的罪我们可以跟神才私底下来解决
A personal private sin you deal with God by yourself.
那公开的罪就像公开来承认。
If it's a public sin, then you acknowledge publicly.
所以我们平常的祷告啊，就包括一个认罪的概念。
So in our daily prayer, it includes this concept of confession.
我不知道大家知道不知道有个祷告的手哈。
I don't even heard this song called the praying hand.
所以当你跟神祷告的时候，你要怎么样去祷告呢
？So when you pray to God, how do you pray?
你的祷告的手。
So use your hand.
要。包括五个方面的内容。
There are five areas.
第一个是赞美。
First is your praise.
然后是感恩。
And then thanksgiving.
然后是认罪。
And then confession.
然后是祈求。
And then a supplication.
然后是代求。
And then intercession.
这个就是祷告的手。
So that is a praying hand.
所以我们每天跟神祷告的时候，我们就伸出这个手来，我们记住要为这个五个事情来祷告。
So when We pray every day, we stretch our hand, and then we know the five areas we need to cover.
这里面就自然包括了这个认罪的祷告。
And this five area covers the confession part.
那个认罪的祷告呢，就可以帮助我们去恢复这个跟神跟人的一个关系。
So this prayer of confession can restore our relationship with God and with one another.
所以有的时候呢也是在祷告的时候啊才会慢慢的帮助我们去看到这些罪的真相。
Sometimes when we pray and confess, that's when we can realize to see the real picture of sin.
所以很多的时候啊我以前也讲过那些罪啊我们可能是不觉得是罪哈。
Before, we don't look at sin as, you know, their real sin.
我们看事情啊看东西看得不是很清楚。
We don't see things very clearly.
我们常常说我就是这样哈。
Sometimes I say, oh, this is the way I am.
这个就是我。
This is me.
No, 这个不是你。
No, that is not you.
这个是你在这个世界上来到世界带领了很多的这个包袱很多的事情沉淀变成了这个样子。
That you call yourself is a lot of things baggaged and condensed from the world.
神所造的我们我是一个非常的一个真实一个真正的那个自我是一个很有爱心应该是神的创造的那个样子。
The real you should be the you that God created with love and with his image.
但是在这个世界上我们就加了很多的保护哈。
But we added a lot of protection on ourselves in the world.
所以日积月累啊在我们的生命上就留了很多的沉淀。
So, accumulated from all the years, you know, it all laid upon ourselves.
所以当这些沉淀不能够除去的话。
And when we cannot clear away all these things laid upon ourselves.
我们就是没有办法看到生命里真正的那个自我。
We cannot see the real self in real life.
所以我们有的时候看事情，我们现在看事情真的看得不清楚的。
So I can truly say that we really don't see things very clearly.
所以第一个祷告首先就让神说，你要开我的眼睛，我可以看得明白。
So the first thing we should pray to God is, please open my eyes that I may see clearly.
所以为什么现在要彼此认罪呢？
So why do we need to confess to one another?
因为现在把这个事情解决了，对我们来说就是一个福气哈。
Because once we can solve the sin problem, then it becomes a blessing for us.
因为现在我们有机会把事情还是可以做弥补哈。
And we can remedy the thing that we have caused other people.
但是当我们离开这个世界的时候哈。
But when we leave this world.
那个时候啊，神会让我们看事情跟现在不一样，我们会看得比现在更清楚了哈。
And at that time, we will see things even more clear from what we can see now.
你就会觉得说，我为什么那个时候会那样做？
你会想说 ，Why did I do that back then?
其实有时候我们现在也想以前发生的事，就说，哎呀，我怎么那么愚蠢，那个时候会这样说话，这样办事哈。
Even nowadays, when you look back, you say, why was I so clumsy? Why was I stupid back then doing such a thing?
在我们还在这个世界上的时候。
So while we are still alive on this earth,
神给我们一个机会去改正。
God gives us the opportunity to correct.
可以把事情做得正确。
To make things right.
可以去荣耀神。
To glorify Him.
具体什么样的罪我们要跟别人讲，什么样的罪不跟别人讲。
So what sins should we tell other people and what sins we should withhold from other people?
我想这个是神给我们的智慧哈。
I think it depends on the wisdom God has given us.
所以以前有个弟兄呢，他有一个问题是什么呢？他当然是以前了，很久以前，以前要看那个录像带的哈。
Many long time ago, there was a brother. He loved to watch videos.
所以那些个有些是黄色的录像带哈。
Some are pornographic videos.
以前那个叫什么 blockbuster 是不是
？Yeah, there's something called blockbuster.
那个专门租录像带，专门有那些个地方，那个一个 section 是这些黄色的东西。
Yeah, you can rent videos as adult section.
Yeah, 那么你可以去租的哈。
You can rent those videos.
那么他就后来他知道自己。没有这个能力去克服。
So he realized that he didn't have the power to overcome that temptation.
他下了班呢，他就怎么样？他就会往那个方向去哈。
So when he got off work, he would go to the blockbuster to rent.
所以后来他就跟教会的弟兄讲，他说他没有办法，他有几个弟兄，他非常关系非常好，他希望他们得到他们的帮助哈。
So he told some of the brothers who he felt very close, asked them for help.
所以他这个办法挺简单。
So he used a very simple way.
就是每天他下班了呢，就有弟兄在他公司门口等他。
So after he, you know, gets off work, there's somebody waiting for him at his company.
所以他下了班，他就想开车上去，那弟兄在那已经等他。
So when he wanted to get into his car, the brother's already there waiting for him.
所以就帮助他说，你要克服这个东西。
To help him to overcome that temptation.
所以神给了我们基督内的肢体，就是让我们可以怎么样？彼此的扶持。
And God give us brothers and sisters so we may support one another.
所以我们犯罪不光是我们自己的问题啊。
So when we commit sins, it's not only a personal.
而且影响到教会。
It affects the whole church.
那么也影响到我们周围的弟兄姐妹。
And affects the brothers and sisters around us.
所以今天我们讲到这个彼此之间的第三讲哈，是讲到这个彼此的认罪。
So today we is a third in a series about one another. So we talk about confessing to one another.
也是提醒约翰福音约翰一书啊，一章九节这样讲哈。
And I want to remind you the first John verse chapter 1 verse 9 says this.
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，他必要赦免我们的罪。洗净我们一切的不义。
If we confess our sins, He is faithful and righteous to forgive us all our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Yeah, 神会赦免我们的罪。
So God will forgive our sins.
但前提是什么？我们必须要承认。
But the prerequisite is that we have to admit, acknowledge, confess it.
我们如果不承认，那个罪不会自动而然的自己就从我们身边跑走的。
If we don't acknowledge it, it will not go away by itself.
然后也求神给我们这样的能力。
So may God give us such power.
我看过一个电影哈。
I've seen a movie before.
我保证你们没有人看过这部电影。
I guarantee that no one else has seen this one.
这部电影啊是一个不很出名的电影。
It's not a very popular movie.
它是一个丹麦的电影。
It's from Denmark.
哎，所以呢，它是一个外语电影，它打的英文字幕。
So it's a foreign film but with an English subtitle.
所以它讲到一个在丹麦一个遥远的小镇上，有一群这个啊这个一个基督一群基督徒聚在那里面。
And then we talks about in a remote town in Denmark, there's a small Christian assembly.
然后这些基督徒的话，他们因为人数很少，也没有教会有什么发展，几十年他们都是那些人哈。
So the group is very small, and then the you know because small it didn't expand very much.
后来他们的牧师去世了哈。
And then the pastor passed away.
牧师的有两个女儿，他们。
The pastor had the two daughters.
他们两个人都没有嫁人哈。
And unmarried.
他们把他们所有的时间都花在教会上照顾这些。
And、they spend all their time in the church to take care of everyone.
然后这个教会里面所有的人呢都非常的小心。
And everyone in the church was very cautious.
就是我们不可以犯罪的哈。
So we cannot commit sins.
所以这样可能会犯罪，那样可能会犯罪，所以我们要小心，很多这个不能做，那个不能做。
So because if we do this or if we do that, we will do something wrong, so it's better that we don't do them at all.
他们可以说是对他们的这个信仰，对这个教会是非常的投入跟执着的。
So they invest a lot and then, you know, to the church.
但是他们彼此之间呢，却是有很多的什么，这种隔膜。
But there's distance among the brothers and sisters.
那后来这个小镇来了一个陌生人。
And then a stranger arrived in this small town.
这个陌生人女子呢她的名字叫 Babette.
好 ,the stranger, her name is Babette.
她是从法国来的。
She came from France and Paris.
那她因为是做生意啊投资啊破产啊等一下她就来到这个地方来寻找生活。
Because she had a business and then she had a bankruptcy. So she went to this town to live.
那后来他就主动的来到这个姐妹家里帮他们帮佣哈。
And so she voluntarily to come to the sister's house as a servant.
那这个两个姐妹就说我们也没有钱付你啊。
But these two sisters said we did not have money to pay you.
她说没有关系，那你不付我也没有关系，只要给我口饭吃好了，我免费给你做，你给我住的地方、吃的地方就可以。
She said, you know, if you provide a room and board, that's fine. You don't have to pay me anything. I'll work for you.
那么后来她就在这个姐妹家照顾他们有好几年的时间。
So for several years, she took care of the sisters.
那后来她有一个机会呢，说她在巴黎呢拿到了一笔钱。
And then she had the opportunity. She said she received some kind of money from Paris.
这笔钱大概有一万法郎哈。
About 10,000 francs.
但是呢，他们这个姐妹就非常担心她这个人会离开。
So the sisters began to worry that she may leave.
因为他们也老了，那么谁来照顾他们
？Because they are getting old, and who was going to take care of them?
但是这个Babette就说她准备离开，但是她。会为这个教会里面为这个姐妹举办一个非常丰盛的宴席哈。
So, Babette said that she was planning to leave, but she will hold a big banquet for these two sisters in the church.
于是他们就邀请了教会所有的人在一起。
So they invite everyone of the church to come.
Babette 把他这拿到的一万法郎的钱全部用来准备这个宴席上。
And she spent all the 10,000 francs to prepare for this big banquet.
所以在那个宴席上，他们大家享受到说，这个只有在巴黎上层社会才能享受到这么好的丰盛的宴席。
And then at this banquet, you know, everyone said, this is the only, this upper class quality food that we can enjoy only from Paris.
到最后他们才意识到，原来这个Babette是把他所有的积蓄都放在这个宴席上。
And toward the end, they realized that Babette has spent all her money on this banquet.
所以他们为他的爱所感动。
And they were very touched by her love.
所以在宴席之中，他们彼此之间怎么样？彼此的和解，彼此的道歉。
So during this banquet, people begin to confess to one another and apologize to one another.
所以这个把杯的这个行为其实就象征主耶稣基督为我们所做的。
So what Babe did, her action was like what Jesus did for us.
所以当我们说要彼此认罪的时候
So when we talk about confessing to one another,
我们不要像是说特别要害怕说这个罪一定要怎么样变得非常的恐惧。
And we do not to be horrified that, oh, what this will happen?
No, 是因为主的爱在我们的身上。
Because God's love is here.
主因为有主的爱我们才可以彼此的认罪我们知道罪可以得到赦免。
Because of God's love, we know that we can confess to one another and we can be forgiven.
基督把他所有的一切付上就是为了使我们可以享受这个认罪之后神给我们的福气。
Christ has paid all for us to experience the blessing of confession.
让我们一起来低头祷告。
Let us bow and pray.
天父上帝我们感谢你的恩典。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace.
我们赞美你因为你是创造天地的主。
And we praise you because you're the creator of heaven and earth.
我们感谢你因为你是赐福与恩典怜悯的神。
And we thank you because you're God who gives grace and blessings.
主我们恳求你赦免我们得罪你的地方。
And Lord, we pray that you will forgive all the transgressions we have made against
you. 无论是我们知道的罪还是我们不知道的罪。
Whether it's known sin or unknown sins.
无论是那些隐藏的罪还是显明的罪。
Whether it's public or whether it's obvious.
我们恳求主你从我们的身上一并的除去。
Please remove all these from us.
让我们成为洁净的人。
That we may become clean people.
让我们的生命充满基督的爱在里面。
That our life can be filled with Christ's love.
愿我们可以成为主耶稣基督的器皿。
May we become your utensils.
我们恭敬将这个教会将我们的弟兄姐妹都交托在你的手中。
And we pray and surrender our brothers and sisters to your hands.
愿主你用耶稣基督的宝血来覆盖我们。
May you cover us with the blood of Jesus Christ.
使我们可以守节心清坦然无惧来到你的施恩宝座面前。
That we may come before your throne of grace with clean hands and pure hearts.
我们向你高声呼喊说阿爸你是我们的父。我们是你的儿女。
That we may cry out to you and say, Abba, you are our father and we are your children.
愿主你祝福我们。
May you bless us.
我们这样祈求祷告奉靠耶稣基督名求。
And we pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.